Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Well, here we are.
Yay.
Hello.
Yay.
Indoor voice boys.
Yay.
The fabulous Adam Richard. The outrageous Scott Brennan. The punctual Toby Sullivan.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, you are.
We should have indoor voice because we are.
We should too.
David Jones.
Yes.
In the underwear section.
Oh, it's great.
They have other sections at David Jones.
Apparently so. Now, I know we're mentioning the name David Jones, but they are not our sponsor. This is our sponsor.
From the record company that brought you music to Internally Irrigate By and Stefan Dennis Rarities and B-Sides, 33 and a Turd Records proudly presents a collection of tunes sure to be loved by urban homosexuals and their 14-year-old nieces. Songs for Gay Guys and Schoolgirls.
Featuring 18 solid 10 tracks of cheerlessly frenetic percussion, brassy synthesizers, and the lyrical sophistication of a Hello Kitty cartoon with Asperger's that only a private school preteen or a huge queen about to neck his second half could love. Whether you're a Year 7 drama captain or her art teacher, you'll love this collection of manufactured camp. It's the perfect soundtrack to slumber party and foam party. So come on, girls and girls, totes. Turn off Glee and put your headbands and dancing shoes on. It's Songs for Gay Guys and Schoolgirls, out now. But wait a minute, bitches and bitches. Buy now and get a free Twilight box set and bonus boost juice.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Oh, thank God you played that ad because it gave me time to walk past the 7 days of Rio packets again. Oh, my God. He's so hot. Oh, my God.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? Like department store underwear sections are now internationally recognised as the second most erotic environment.
Yes.
After an actual sauna.
Yeah, yes.
Oh. Is that the staff or the customers? Or
that's the
melange?
That's the pictures on the shelves.
I will only buy underpants if I approve of
the picture,
the bulge. It's all about the bulge. I'm a total sucker for advertising at the best of the times, but if the bulge is, you know, not quite right.
What about
on
Pat
the picture,
Rafter? You like Pat Rafter?
Nah, not going for the Pat Rafter.
No. Mm-hmm. So if there's not a packed right on the cover, you just won't.
Yeah. Yeah. If, you know, if there's not enough of those little polystyrene pellets down the front.
Polystyrene pellets!
You know, I'm not interested.
You know the new Calvin Klein ads?
Mm.
Have you seen those? With Kellan Lutz from 90210 and Twilight.
Yeah.
And the guy from True Blood.
Eggs from
True Blood. My God.
His dick.
Oh, my God.
Out of control.
And, like, well, they've got the four pictures together.
Yes.
And, like, it's one of these kids is doing his own thing. Oh. Honestly, he's just, oh, my God.
One of these things is not like the other.
Oh, absolutely.
There's way more of it than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they say that those people are well hung, but
he's really... it looks like he's got sookie down there.
I can't believe I just turned into my grandmother.
Oh,
those people.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's that massively is, hot, that guy.
Yeah, massively he is. Hot. Does he have a name? He's just eggs.
He's just eggs from
eggs True
Blood.
Blood.
Oh.
What? Now, we are in the David Jones underwear section because it's Q this week in the Gator's
Inn.
Q for Queenie.
Oh, shut up, I am not.
Oh, Toby, we weren't even hardly talking about you. Stop it.
Wow. Do you know, I know it's become a thing, the whole queeniness thing, being puffy.
Yes.
I would like to point out that, you know, I've been this girly since I was 7.
You've finally become cool.
I was a little miniature homo. tiny puffda in the house, miming to Shirley Bassey, playing with my sister's Barbies.
So you were way ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, parents in those days weren't fond of a show off.
No,
right. Frown,
it was frowned upon. You know, oh no, stay like everyone else. Go and play football. Nowadays, everyone loves a show off, but I do wonder, watching Junior MasterChef,
has it gone too far?
Right.
Well,
okay.
You know, you like, clearly there are little baby faggots in that show, like you wouldn't believe. Like, there's tiny little, "Hi, I'm Tarquin. This is my hand rolled ravioli in a burnt butter sage sauce.
Today I have made a mi foie."
And, you know, their parents sit there really, "Oh, we're so proud of Tarquin. So he's proud of such
and he,
a good
he didn't
job.
Even have a tantrum when they ran out of foie gras.
I know, he's been gorgeous. So amazing. I do wonder how proud they're going to be 10 years from now when he's doing the Lady Gaga show at the Exchange.
When you say doing the Lady Gaga show,
I mean as a dresser.
All right.
And his drag name is Mrs. Preston.
No, his drag name is Foie Gras. "Hi, I'm Foie Gras." Like, it's, you know, will they be that proud then?
I suppose you're right. I think that the culture has changed. It's sort of changed from that kind of, you know, King G, Aussie stoicism sort of thing to a more naturally flamboyant kind of world.
Yes.
Where we have things like reality shows and...
Yeah.
Well, it seems like now there's kind of a place for gay people in the world, whereas when we were growing up, the only place for gay people was to be Mr. Humphreys on Aiming Sir, that kind of camp was a joke.
I found hilarious, though. I loved Mr. Humphreys.
I had a big crush on Mr. Humphreys.
Oh, no, I never went that far.
Mm.
No,
I did. I was just obsessed by him. I used to make little tapes of me doing interviews with him, and I'd do both the voices. "So, Mr. Humphreys, what are you doing today?" It was really terrible, but I'm
fascinated by this.
I was the gayest child. I feel like I've given too much away now. I would interview Mr. Humphreys and
alone.
Be obsessed.
I was obsessed with Mr. Humphreys.
But straight guys can be queenier too now.
Yeah, that's true.
They can be quite
It's camp, almost kind of cool to be a bit fey and a bit camp in the younger set.
Well, should we talk to our broho? "To infinity and beyond, come into your arms. Poofcast." Now, we have a new addition to the Poofcast.
Let's meet our new friend.
Gosh, we've adopted.
We have a broho.
A broho. We've got our bottom whisperer. We've got our Gen Y spy.
Melinda Buttle is
Melinda
our bottom
Buttle,
whisperer.
The bottom whisperer. And we proudly had our broho.
Who is a broho is a straight man who just happens to have a lot of gay friends.
Moves in very gay circles.
Or is always at the Peel trying to pick up women.
Just moves in that circle. Please welcome our new broho, Wardy.
Wardy.
Fucking Wardy.
Yeah. Tom Ward, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, that's how I talk because I'm the straight one.
Yes,
yeah. Correct. You can now go to sitcom writing level 2.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, I understand because you're friends with Joshua Thomas.
That's right.
And Melinda Buttle there in Queensland. And you've had several bizarre nights out with them.
You are just basically surrounded by fags. You are like you are like Frodo in the forest of gays. You just cannot move without bumping into some queen, pretty much. Well, that assesses
you're
it.
You're like the usher at a Kylie concert.
Well, they've all kind of spawned from the one fag.
Right, okay.
Comfortable.
So it's like Gremlins. Did you feed that fag after midnight?
Actually, I feel kind of uncomfortable saying fag, but you guys... Am I allowed to say that?
Or? Yeah,
You're a broho.
You're a broho, not a lesbian. You can say it.
I think this is why you have so many gay friends, because you're so desperately polite. I love it. Oh.
What would you rather say? GLTBI friends.
Differently attracted friends.
Same-sex attracted youth.
Well, that is the reason. That is exactly the reason why I do have so many gay friends, is kind of politeness and... And I just never say no to anyone.
That's also Scott's problem.
Yeah. That's why gay men are attracted to you.
That's what got me into trouble in the past.
So you are surrounded by this plague of fags. And on occasion you'll head out with them for a night on the town?
I went to the Beat, which is the only really known gay club in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, the beat. It's improved so much since they've taken those little yellow toilet lollies off the dance floor. The kind of joint the beat is.
And I went. I went with Josh and Mel.
Yep.
And I'm still not sure what Mel's position is.
She's a fag hag.
I don't think she is either, though.
So. She's fag hag. You're bro ho. Josh. Okay. Josh just needs more gay friends.
And I went because that's the type of place that Josh likes going to. And so I went with him, and these two guys came and started talking to us, and I was introduced to them as the straight one.
Oh.
And then immediately one of the guys just starts, he starts paying me a lot of attention, and he started buying me drinks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is cool. And and then
you're just like Olivia Newton-John in Greece. You just, you don't understand anything. It's so sweet. It's so sweet.
And then he started trying to encourage everyone, in quotation marks, to get up on the dance floor with him.
Right.
And I was the only one who did it because...
You can't say no.
I can't say no. One, because I wouldn't... This other thing is that I'm terrified of being politically incorrect. I'm already at the gayest place in the world, and yet I feel like if I refuse this guy's hand in dance...
Come on there, Blake, put a ring on it. Oh, actually, I'm really tired. Homophobe! Yeah. No hate! No hate, Wardy!
I just love that you were sitting there at a gay bar and realised your dance card wasn't full.
I refuse to take the hand of him in dance, like Colin Firth is asking you to do the nut push at the beat.
And so how did that end up for you then, Tom?
Well, he started buying me shots.
Of Rohypnol?
I'm like, oh, what a nice guy. I better, I don't want to insult anyone still. I better keep going.
Oh, my God.
And then he sat me down and he started just saying, come on, just a peck. Just a peck. And the other thing was, it's an unnecessary part of the story, and I'm not going to do an example of it, but he also had an accent.
A gay accent?
Which to certain people would make it funnier.
But you want to offend or be homophobic in any way in the telling of this story, naturally. No. So you'll gloss over that. Holy mackerel. You're polite to a fault. One of these days you're going to wake up in a basement in Baghdad with your toes cut off. Just going, he seemed so nice. I didn't want to say no to the lovely man with the dynamite on his back.
It ended. The thing that freaked me out in the end that I couldn't keep being polite about was when he licked my ear.
Right. Okay.
He licked your ear.
He licked my ear.
All right. Now that is it. I have been good. I have been good all night. I danced with you. I let you buy me drinks. But my ears are mine, buddy.
Yeah. And then he tried to figure out how he could get a cab home with me.
Oh wow!
Oh
he's like, oh, he didn't take live? He didn't take yes for an answer, did he?
He's like, where do you live? And I'm like, South Brisbane. And he's like, oh yeah, me too.
What street? Oh, me too.
What number? Yeah, that was exactly how it was.
Now listen, what I want to know is why wasn't the rest of your pussy posse protecting you?
Yeah.
Where were the others? Or were they collapsed
laughing
in fits of laughter? Yes, of course they were.
That's what the Gen Ys do. Sit around and laugh at one another when they get into a sticky situation.
Do you ever say to Josh or Mel or whoever is around, you know what, I'm going to go to the Mustang Bar tonight because that's where I like to go. It's Bucking Bronco night. Come on.
It's that same thing of just doing whatever anyone asks is, I think... If I do it at the beat, I might have some new experiences, but if I do it at the Mustang Bar, then I'm going to get some diseases.
Okay. But what you need to do, you need to sort out with your friends that you have some kind of special signal, where if it's like really subtle, if you're in trouble, they need to come and help you if you go, I don't want to ruin him! Come and help me!
Something like that.
That is how the night ended.
Really? I was going to ask, how did you actually extricate yourself from this young gent?
Well, I just did the signal way too late. He licked my ear, he went to the bathroom, and I said to Josh, let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm just picturing you next time, next weekend, showing up at the beat in like a high visibility safety vest and a crash helmet and warning flags.
This is the problem, Toby. I think that you know, Josh and Mel have actually opened up a pit for Tom by going, he's straight.
Yes.
Because that's
like a red rag to a bull
exactly.
for most.
Yeah, it's true.
That's just like,
true.
Oh my God, I could turn him. I could be his first.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the rest of that sentence is, he's straight, but he's here.
Yeah. They set you up there. Yeah, they fully set you up.
You need to stop being so nice, Tom.
All right.
It was that easy.
Sure thing.
All right.
Can I tell you something, Tom? I'm pretty sure I've done exactly what that homo did to you.
Yes.
On at least 14 occasions with people who've told me they're straight.
Mm. I think he did it to me. I went to your birthday party.
Oh, yeah, you did too. Well, he did too. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I probably tried to
smell
amyl.
No, he didn't make you smell amyl. It just leeches out of him now.
Yes, yeah.
It just follows him around
just
in a cloud.
And it
yeah.
Well, look, I think that's as good a place as any to leave it. Thank you, Tom Ward.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wardy. We'll see you on the flip side,
see
Wardy.
See you, mate.
Yeah. Our bro, hi.
Do the peel.
Yeah.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Poofcast.
All right, it's time for a special guest, Chafe.
Oh, I love a special guest, Chafe.
Oh, yes, let's pretend we're in Melrose Place. He's Amanda.
Yes. Perpetual special guest.
Heather Locklear, always Snelling.
I just realised I was sitting here tweaking my nipples as you were talking. And I don't know why. Is it because you're about
getting
to
into
introduce
the chafe.
Me?
Yeah, give me the Chafe.
You were preparing yourself for hearing your own name.
Oh, my Lord. Oh,
you were so neat.
Cripes.
Cripes.
You can't tweak your own nipples and then back that up with cripes. That's not proper. That's not okay.
Yeah, cripes. Yeah, cripes.
Oh, blimey, that's hot. Oh,
yeah. Oh, man, yeah, by jingos, that feels so good. Yeah. Oh, my sainted aunt. Keep going. Oh,
shiver my timbers.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Oh,
anyway, Wes, you've got an issue you want to talk about.
I've got an issue with a term that I like to call G-stracting.
G-stracting.
Which is gay straight acting.
Ah, right.
Individuals.
Oh, yes, right.
And the issue is this, is that I really, because I don't really have a, I don't think the problem with homophobia is straight people. I think the homophobia exists within the gay community.
Yes. The fact that I keep calling her a faggot.
Yes.
Bitsy being the biggest.
Oh, come on.
Of the most.
She's nice.
My
shut up, you lesbian. Shut up.
We're very good. She got her own bowl. I don't know what she's complaining about.
My issue is this. I just like men that are just so straight acting that just look down on people like me who like to express. You know what I mean? It's kind of
it
really bothers
milk?
Me. I feel like I feel very you know,
you think that the straight acting thing is internalized homophobia.
Yes.
And they're externalising it onto Wes.
Yes. And so people,
for being,
you know,
a dandy.
Because for being a dandy, that's right. God, I love that word. I love that because I had an audition the other day and someone said to me, the director said to me,
cripes, you're a dandy.
You did, yes, you did.
We all had a jolly good laugh about it.
Oh.
And I saw him again at the head of the river regatta.
Ginger beer.
I said, Snelling, cripes, you're a dandy.
Now hand me the ginger beer. Come on.
I can't look at you, too.
I don't know. what's even important anymore?
I took my kerchief and waved it preemptively in the round. No, I'm sorry, you're making a point about...
Well, it's just feeling that I have to tone down my gaydom. For men,
your gayety,
you know, there's times when someone's come up to me and said, you know, started a kind of nice, horny, sexual, flirty conversation, and then as soon as they've heard my voice, pretty much ran away, sprinted.
Oh, this is fucking bullshit. I'm going to go and fuck the exhaust pipe on my ute.
A little bit. So So, of course, I chase after them.
Well, you know what? I mean, what's interesting politically about this situation? It's not funny, so this will be edited out.
Let's play.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting.
Do you want to make fart noises while you're talking?
If just you could, please.
Hang on.
That you feel the need, like within the homosexual community, you still automatically defer to the mainstream straight culture.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Ah, yes. Good point.
Am I articulating it right?
Your
reaction is not, well, fuck off, you came to Oz, we're all Dorothy. Your instinctive reaction is, oh, well, okay, straight guy wins. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to an extent, that kind of internalized deference is with all of
there,
us.
There
you know?
Really is a hierarchy, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there is. Which is sort of being demonstrated by this reflex action, you know?
Do you know what I find really annoying is people, you know, I, as a job, do celebrity gossip. On a radio station. Now, I'm not the only poofter that does celebrity gossip in the world. Richard Reed, I'm telling you! but, you know, and kind of I get this, and I get it not just from, you know, straight acting gays, but also from, you know, John Safran said it once on the Triple J. Angry with me, I think. But, you know, that I'm perpetuating some kind of stereotype because I'm camp and I'm over the top. It's like, but I'm like that. That's what you are.
I'm
not pretending. I had a complaint in Adelaide at SAFM. Someone complained saying, I'm sick of straight people pretending to be gay on the radio. It's just tiresome. It's like, now I talk like this. I couldn't sound gay if I was going, oh,
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 oh, oh. My God.
Like, it's not, you know, it's this is what I'm like. I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Stereotypes exist for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think anyone perpetuates a stereotype unless it's really, you know, flagrant. It's only to the extent that you represent it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. I like a musical.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I love Cox.
But you know what that means? I've totally got my arts graduate hat on. You know what that means when they say you're perpetuating a stereotype? Mm. What that is code for is you're allowed to be gay as long as you don't act it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That's what that means.
Yes. So they're embarrassed of being gay. Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't want anyone to know that I'm gay. I like pretending not to be gay until I've got a dick in my mouth.
It's the equivalent of, you know, taking your nerdy friend to the blue light disco and just going, stop acting so fucking nerdy. Act cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it is. It's a reaction to your personality and just going, do you have to be so gay about it?
So is it that thing where the thing you hate most in other people is
what you hate about yourself.
You see it in them.
Yeah,
so that's it, Wes. What, next time someone comes up to you and gives you a bit of, hey, how's it going? You're like, oh my God, I love you! and they go, yeah, no thanks. You go, you just hate you being gay!
And please come and see my midsummer show. It's called I'm Coming Out.
Of your mouth.
Because it's true, isn't it? Whenever you tap a straight guy, you know, whenever you sort of scratch the surface a bit, it's just like, yeah, I'm really straight acting. Oh, a gay guy's straight. Yeah, I'm really straight acting. Oh, really? Really? What kind of music do you like? Define Gravity.
Yeah.
You know? I like Kylie.
I get kind of, the drunker I get, the more screaming Queenie I get as well.
Because you don't start off that camp, do you?
I don't. I start off. I reckon I start off at about a 7.5. But if I get a few drinks in me, I'm pushing
prelapse.
11. I'm totally 11. So I think that whole straight acting thing, I think a lot, there's kind of, you know, there's a whole spectrum within everyone. If you know what I mean.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, sure. I don't turn up to Christmas dinner and just go, Grandma's been ages.
Lol. Lol.
OMG, are you still with that old guy? Like, seriously, get out there. You're 85, but you still got it. I'm not phoning her up from the pee or just going, come round, I'll call you a cab.
I must admit, though,
the point I'm making is that straight guy who looked down on you for being camp, you know, in a week's time could be watching, you know, the Miss Universe competition screaming like, ah! Yeah.
I have been called out a few times when you're in a room with men and women, and you're kind of, and I'm talking, having conversation with the women in the room, kind of going, oh my God, I know it. Like, that was so amazing.
Sorry, totally.
And then literally turn to the guy and go, yeah. Yeah. I know, that's, yes.
That's very interesting.
So true. Yes.
The many faces of Wes. Yeah.
Straight acting is still acting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your point right there, isn't it?
Yeah, there's the show.
There's the show.
Yeah, I've always said try to sum up your point in a bumper sticker.
Straight acting is still acting.
I read it on Grindr.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for showing us your chafe, Wes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Now put your tits away. That's really
good. I've got some powder in my bag.
About 5 years ago, I was in my backyard entertaining a friend with my hands.
Twistcast. Well, cue for Queenie. There's a lot of... have you noticed that sometimes there's certain institutions you ring up and there's, you know...
Oh, call centres are teeming with queens.
Puffy McGee. In fact, Puffy McGee. I'm surprised that Puffy McGee isn't selling the RACV and those insurance But
it's because they all work in call centres because they need flexible hours, so I've got time to work on my jewellery business.
Sell it on TVSN.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an affiliated seller on eBay. I can't do 9 to 5. I don't do 9 to 5.
Well, let's test the waters.
Should we just call some call
let's
centers?
Let's just randomly call some
all
call
right,
centers.
All right, and just see how many queens we get on the phone.
All right. First up,
just dial one.
Should I call Virgin? Because that's pretty much we're guaranteed, just, aren't we?
Yeah, all right. That's pretty...
Welcome to Virgin. This is Troy. To whom am I speaking at, please?
I knew it.
This is Talking Puffy. Hello, Troy.
Oh, hello. Who's this? Sorry.
This is Talking Puffy.
Oh, hello. Oh, I know you, boy. Listen to you all the time.
Are you allowed to be talking this much, or do you need to really move us on into some other department?
No, I probably should push you on to somewhere else. But is there anything I can help you with?
No, we're just ringing, just to say hi.
Oh, I'm looking to go to Cairns.
Yeah, he wants to go
later in the month.
Yeah, I'll just pass you on to someone who gives a shit.
All right, thanks, Troy. We're just going to... All right,
okay.
I might call you back later.
Okay, bye.
All right, now I'll call...
One for one.
One for one.
Let's try Optus.
Optus.
That's for sure.
Hello, welcome to Optus. This is Troy.
Is this the same Troy from Virgin?
No. Oh, were you talking to Troy at Virgin?
Yes.
Oh, my God. If you talk to him again, can you tell him not to wear the black top tonight? Because I want to wear that.
Do you two know each other?
Of course. Hello. We're Facebook friends.
So you're both called Troy and you both work in call centres.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it?
That's so random.
Totally. Lol.
We didn't really have an inquiry. We were just we're just checking. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Well, you have a great day now. Thank you for calling Optus.
Okay. Thanks, well, Troy.
You know why Troy works at Optus, don't you?
Why?
He likes saying yes.
I hear he's got great reception.
All right. Now,
surely this is...
Should we call Foxtel?
Yeah, Foxtel, they'll sell sort of sports packages and stuff, so they're more likely to have...
Yeah, they'll have a bloke. Well, they'll have Mike Hammond do the IVR.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll hold zero, so I go through straight to a man.
Hello, welcome to Foxtel, this is Troy.
Oh, what? What?
Troy!
Yes?
Have we spoken before? This is Talking Puffy. Have we spoken before today? We called Virgin, there was someone called Troy there.
Yes.
And Optus, there was someone called Troy there.
Oh, my God, it's back to Troy and Optus and Virgin! Oh, my God. Can you tell Troy from Optus?
Yes.
That I want my hair product back.
Oh. Have you shat the nest?
No. Yes.
Listen, while we've got you, Troy.
Yes.
Do you find that there are a lot of gay men working in the call centre with you?
Oh, God, it's like the Peel here someday. You should see it.
I'd really like to order the full AFL sports package from Foxtel. Can you sort that out?
I'm sorry, what? Is that a film with Barbara Streisand?
It's on pay-per-view. All right, thanks, Troy.
Thanks,
okay,
Troy.
Bye.
Thanks, Troy.
All right, who should I call now?
All right, let's go fully straight. What is the straightest call centre we can think of? Let's call the cricket, Ticketmaster Cricket. It's got a special line.
Yes.
The dedicated Ticketmaster Cricket line. So you don't go through to the general call, you go straight through to the cricket line.
Boxing Day test here where you call.
All right.
Hello, Ticketmaster Cricket. This is Troy.
Troy!
Yes.
Are you the same Troy that works at Foxtel and Optus and
Virgin?
No, but I know them! Oh, my God.
Do you know anything about cricket, Troy?
Yeah.
What?
It's an insect. Isn't that? Yes.
So, no. Troy, if I said that I wanted to buy a seat in the members reserve for the Boxing Day test.
Is that the one right by the pool?
No, not at the sauna, darling.
Sorry.
Listen, we've been calling a few call centres. There seem to be a lot of Troys working there. Is there some kind of club or support group? What, do you all hang out? What's going on?
Oh, well, no, we just kind of know each other. But, like, even in my call centre here at Ticketmaster Cricket, there's probably about, I'm just looking, there's 200 people here, and I think 198 of them are called Troy. And no, the other two are called Astrid. No, they need their own little cubicles. They're big girls.
So do you find, Troy, that sometimes gay men are attracted to sort of particular professions, or that they end up in particular professions?
Yes, quite possibly. I'd say the top three are call centres, florist and Catholic priest.
Where did you work before this call centre?
I was a Catholic priest.
Not a psychiatric nurse?
Yeah.
Or a hairdresser?
No, I dabbled in those sorts of things.
Hairdressing's a hobby for you, is it?
Yes. That's right. Yeah, just on myself. Just on Troy and Troy. Like, sometimes I've offered communion to Troy.
Of course you have.
Well, yeah. Put me down for two on the third day of the Boxing Day test.
Okay, whatever.
Thanks, Troy.
Okay.
Thanks,
Troy. Bye.
Bye. Oh, this is getting sad.
It's getting ridiculous. One more.
One more.
Let's call...
Pizza Hut.
It's called Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. You always get a...
There's always some guy called Jason.
Yeah, there's
some... Right, welcome to fucking Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Hello, welcome to Pizza Hut. This is Jason.
Oh, my God, I knew I couldn't do it. It's Troy. Hello, can I help you there? Do you want to order a deep dish?
I have lots of cabanossi.
No.
I'd like a slim toned surfer.
Hang on. Troy? Yeah, white with two. Thanks. Sorry, go on.
I'd like a slim toned surfer on his 18th birthday.
Oh. Jungle juice, not the Rams.
I'd like a slim toned surfer on his 18th birthday, please.
That's hot. I have to go to the toilet.
Oh, dear. All right, let's hang up on them. Who else? We've got to find one.
There's got to be one. Who is the most likely? Who is Mini Skips?
Mini Skips.
Mini Skips. There cannot be a fag doing the Mini Skips.
All right.
That is just ridiculous.
There we go.
G'day, Ralph's Mini Skips. This is Trevor speaking.
Hi, Trevor. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Good, thanks. Well, you sound cute.
My name's Adam.
Hi.
And I just wanted to order a mini skip.
Really?
What is it?
How big do you want it?
Oh, you know, buckety.
My name's Toby. I need a mini skip too because my boyfriend and I split up and I'm throwing out all his stuff.
Oh, that's terrible. Do you need someone to come and comfort you in your hour of need?
If by comfort you mean...
Root you up the poo hole.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Troy, put that down, please, mate. You'll hurt yourself.
I want to do it in my butt. Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Hoofcast. All right, top or bottom time with Melinda Buttle. Darling, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you three?
Oh, Ace, we're very gay.
We're extremely gay. Mm-hmm. And gay. I don't know if you know, but this week we've been hanging out in the David Jones underwear section.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit grim. The lair doesn't open till later, so we have to kill time here. It's the nearest thing we can find.
We have to do something. And I didn't bring any deodorant, so I thought I'd go walk through downstairs.
Get some samples.
Yeah, get sprayed. Yeah.
Get some samples, some spokesmodels with names like Brenton.
I'm pretty upset. I'm not pretty disappointed in the David Jones underwear section. Nobody fucking tries them on. I've been in that change room for the last hour. Nobody fucking... Oh, damn you people for knowing your sizes.
Well, Mel, because we're in David Jones, we want to ask, who would be top or bottom out of David Jones and Maya?
Oh, sure.
Do you have both of those in Brisbane or just Harris Scarf?
and Target.
Well, we do have both of them, and obviously I'd feel more comfortable doing top and bottom between Bilo and Big W. But...
No, it's not Scrum. Which one's closer to the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah. I'll have a crack at this one. I'm going to say, let's have a look at both of them. First of all, like Maya, it's kind of suburban, it's kind of edgy, it's sort of like a nice piece of rough. It's like...
it's like a tradie, it's like the gardener.
Tradie, yeah. You know, Maya is like a tradie, but he's got like a nice Commodore.
Yes.
Well, you know, trades are a cash business; they're all cashed up bargains.
Correct. But David Jones is obviously classier, wealthier, has more power, and David Jones has much better quality fag hags.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Yeah.
The key to this is in the slogans of the stores.
Okay.
So I'll just read you verbatim from the websites their slogans. So it says here, there's no other whore like David Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then for David Jones, it says, Maya is my whore.
Wow, I think I'm getting a bit of an inkling of where you're going with this, man.
Yeah.
This is the thing, though. Maya doesn't have a lot of money, so Maya's always having cocktail sales to raise
money. Oh, my God.
I think Scott's had one of those on for about the last 4 years.
You can't say cocktail sales.
I think Scott's the Persian rug emporium of cocktail sales.
I'm going crazy.
Going out of business soon.
Yeah, Scott's one of those shops that is always on sale.
Yeah. My lease has been running out for months.
So when you put all this together, you add up, you do the maths on this. To me, it's blaringly obvious. Obviously, David Jones is the top and Maya is the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it like that, that makes perfect sense.
The steps of your logic are flawless.
They are.
Like, you just, it's amazing. I don't know how you do this.
Isn't it?
Yep.
It's inexorable. It's amazing.
And I think, I'm waiting for the day where Maya doesn't want to be the bottom and has to be anyway. And then sues for $827 million.
Yes!
You know, I'm going to buy all my family Maya gift vouchers this year. Just as a message.
Yeah.
Just as a subtle message. Yep.
I'm still just reeling from cocktail sales, to be honest.
You are welcome, Scott Brennan.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get that on a T-shirt, Melinda Buttle.
Do they have the cocktail sales in the bargain basement?
Oh, my God.
Trying too hard.
Yeah, no, that one's better on paper.
Sorry. Santa's Cave. What about Santa's Cave? Santa's Cave? Anyone? Oh, come on. I'm working here.
Come on.
I'm working here.
I'm trying to think of something to do with having red tags, but it's just not... worth it, really.
Oh, Melinda Buttle, I don't know what you started, but thank you for it anyway.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Mel.
Thanks,
darling. Wow. Oh, dear. Well, that's the end of this Poofcast. We will have more for you next week, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Or if not, the week after. Or maybe closer to Christmas. Who knows?
It's a busy time of year.
We've got a lot of shopping to do. I know we're at David Jones now, but really.
I'm just getting underwear for everyone.
I've got to do that thing where I buy 14 presents for myself for real. It's not my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.